Hello, this is James Madue speaking, and you're listening to Secret 28 from the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. And Secret 28, lad, we've been starting to talk a little bit about traffic, and I've been sort of moving in and out between search engines and other techniques. And what I want to do today is I want to talk, I mentioned last week, Secret 27, about something called Google bombing. Google bombing. Now, there's another term called Amazon bombing, which is another sort of strategy that authors use. And we'll talk about that as another secret another time. But Google bombing is not what the search engine, traditional search engine optimization marketers will talk about, but it's just sort of a technique that I've been using that works quite successfully. Now, if you haven't been to some of my sites, I use a strategy of one main collection site for emails, and then I have sales sites that kind of spoke off of that main site. And there's a couple reasons for that. And the big one is that the link popularity or the number of links in and out of a site make it quite popular. And that in Google. So that's one of the rankings, the key figures that the Google search engine uses is to say, well, how important is this site? What should I rank this page at? It's the number of links or the link popularity of the site. So one of the things that I do is I make sure that I have a lot of links in and out of my main collection site, but I interlink all of my sites. Now, I think I've got, I don't know, 17 or 18 different domains at this point, but they're all linked to each other throughout any of the sites. And that way, I can get a pretty high page ranking without having to put a lot of traditionally what was needed content into the particular sites. So I'll give you an example. If you go to your browser, if you go to www.internetmarketingforspeakers.com, see what site actually shows up at the top of the Google search engine. Number one on Google for Internet Marketing for Speakers is actually one of my sites called Internet Marketing for Coaches. Now, if you go to Internet Marketing for Coaches, you'll find that I think it's fifth or sixth. My actual Internet Marketing for Coaches site is fifth or sixth when you search for Internet Marketing for Coaches. So my strategy is to get a number of sites interlinked, interrelated in a similar theme or where I can use the terms that I've picked. Now, example, Internet Marketing for Coaches I have, Internet Marketing for Consultants I have, Internet Marketing for Speakers I have, Internet Marketing for Realtors I have. And in fact, if you go to those sites, the text on the sites are identical. The text on the sites are identical, but they're targeted at a different niche. One is coaches, obviously, one is consultants, one is speakers. And all of the sites are close to identical for text, but they have links. Now, where are the links? The links are not on the main sales part of the page. What I do is I put a bunch of articles just in behind, and they don't necessarily have to have links, but I put articles in that have Internet Marketing for Coaches, Internet Marketing for Consultants, Internet Marketing for Speakers, the key phrases or the keywords that I'm targeting. So think of what I've done there. I've got some little 4-5 page websites that really only have one public page, which is a sales page, but in behind them, I have straight text articles with links back and forth to my other sites. So what happens is Google searches my main site, the jamesmadue.com site. It searches it every couple days, and I know because I check my log files. But because I have links to all of my other sites there, and they're all interlinked to each other, and there's content there in the form of 5 or 6 articles, guess what happens? Where do they show up in Google? Well, you go check it out. Go take a look at online sales training, Internet Marketing for Coaches, Internet Marketing for Speakers, and you'll find in most cases I'm in either the first page or at least the first 1 to 2 pages in a number of niche areas that each have their own site to support it. And that's the important part. So my goal, although I don't spend tons of time with traffic through search engines, the way that I've set it up with that one main collector site and many sites or sales sites selling a product or a service or a membership site after, because I've linked them all together and we've got some text in behind that has two things, links to the other sites so that I have link popularity, and secondly, because I use the keyword, the targeted word that I'm targeting in the search engine, I use it throughout the site. So there's a lot of references to coaches, consultants, speakers, internet marketing throughout all of the text. That will get you a high ranking, and it's going to put you at the top when it comes to Google. And when you're at the top in Google, guess what? You start showing up in the other search engines. High rankings because Google feeds a lot of them. So that's secret number 28. I hope you enjoyed it. Of course, it's not as simple as that. You've got to do some work and make sure you've got a little bit of text and spend some time with good copy, making sure that you've got the high keyword density. You've got lots of those keywords peppered throughout the text. Okay? This is James Maduke speaking. You're listening to the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing, and we'll talk to you again next week.